With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Alabama-born Mark Childress is still in his 20s, but he has made an impressive debut with his first novel, A World Made of Fire. It's not exactly horror or fantasy or Southern Gothic, but it does have echoes of a poetic Stephen King.
Someone said that, aren't you afraid of being typecast? And I said, well, I wouldn't be afraid of being typecast as a successful writer like Stephen King.
A World Made of Fire tells about a Southern girl named Stella and Jacko, her crippled younger brother, the only apparent survivors of a blaze that has killed their other brothers and sisters and their mother. Jacko appears to have mystic powers that start fires.
The setting is roughly my grandmother's place outside of Greenville, Alabama. It's an old house that sits up on a hill, or did. It happened to burn down last Christmas after I had turned this novel in.
What an odd coincidence.
It certainly was. My mother told me to please watch what I write.
Mark Childress says he deliberately used a poetic cadence to evoke the early 1900s.
You never know how to write a novel until you write one. And I was also learning to play Rhapsody in Blue on the piano. You might detect that there's a clarinet run in the first chapter and that it builds and rests.
Mark Childress' birthplace is the hometown of the author of To Kill a Mockingbird.
When you come from Monroeville, Alabama, which is where Harper Lee was from, I guess it's kind of like coming from Herschel Walker's hometown. You want to grow up to be a running back. Well, in Monroeville, the local hero was a writer.
After the University of Alabama, Mark Childress began a newspaper career and is now regional editor for the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, whose slogan boasts that it covers Dixie like the dew.
So I guess I'm responsible for covering Dixie like the dew.
Mark Childress, off to a fast start as a serious novelist with A World Made of Fire. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.